Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We will talk some college hoops, a big card tonight. We know most of you will be watching and taking a look at that, maybe getting some action down on that one, talk some college football. Just wrapping up the Heisman conversation, I don't know that there's anything to do here. We talked about the Pavia move, respected money, all in on Pavia. I think it's a sharp angle. It makes sense. What do you think, Sam? If we have a good performance out of one of the two quarterbacks in the Big Ten championship game this weekend, will that quarterback win it, or is it going to be Pavia?
If one of the Big Ten quarterbacks has three touchdown passes, that's it. That's the winner.
It's over.
I think the move is just because of the possibility of a defensive showdown. That's sort of what it is. But remember, just because it's a move doesn't mean it's right. It's just people doing the math and realizing that, okay, 6-1 isn't right. 4-1 isn't right, because none of these candidates have had their big moment yet, which I think is very valid. Now, Mendoza had the throw against Penn State, a real team. But you were a 14-point favorite in that game. Mm-hmm. So is it that heroic? I don't know. I mean, we sort of blur the lines on that. It was an incredible throw. But for three quarters, Fernando Mendoza kind of sucked against Penn State. But what matters more?
Phenomenal
catch.
The first
three quarters or the fourth quarter? Oh, yeah, the catch was insane, of course.
Yeah.
Caused our guy to lose his voice on the call. Touchdown. So what's more important? The throw in the fourth quarter to win the game against a 14-point favorite, or the first three quarters against said team when he wasn't that good? I don't know. But to win the Big Ten championship with a 300-yard, three-touchdown performance to cement the perfect season, I would think that would be enough. And at that point, yeah, whether it's Mendoza or Sain, that guy, whoever it is, goes from plus 150 to minus 400, right? The market on the game, though, the total, last I saw, the total was still 48. Yeah, so,
yep.
But these defenses have been very, very good. And I think there's a path to 17-14 or 20-17. And if that's the case, we're talking minimal touchdowns. And that's what Pavia needs. Pavia needs a rock fight to win the Heisman. I mean, just because it moved from 6-1 to plus 170 doesn't mean he's going to win. It just means the uncertainty is very real. But what Diego Pavia needs to win the Heisman is a defensive slugfest in Indy. That's what he needs.
Which could very well happen, right? Given these two teams, that could definitely happen. So another reason for that angle. Wow. It's fascinating. Here we are, conference championship week. Could be any one of, people are going to say three, but I think two players. I think it's coming down to two. That's what the market, that's what these straw polls is telling us right now. All right, let's go to one of our favorite listeners and viewers tweeted us, Mikey Betts. He reached out to us at Joe Ostrowski at SP Shoots. SP Shoot. That was yesterday. He says, if you get a chance, I have a 100-1 Virginia ticket to win the ACC from before the season. He's thinking about hedging. 100-1. So you've got the favorite in the game against Duke. They're a 3.5-point favorite. My thought is waiting and hoping for Duke plus 3.5 and hedging 20% on that and hope Virginia wins by 3 or less. Thoughts? Let's go into this assuming I don't know what the bet size is. He didn't show a ticket. It doesn't really matter. But just for the sake of the conversation, let's say that he put down 100 to win 10 grand. What do you think?
I mean, we can make it as simple as he bet a unit to win 100 units if you want.
Yeah.
Like that makes that makes the math a little bit easier. And then we're not assuming what the bet size is. Let's just call it 100 units to play with. And look, maybe it's half a unit to win 50. But just for the sake of this argument, let's just to make it an even number, let's say it's a 1-unit bet to win 100.
Okay.
You got the 3.5 in front of your face right now. Like, you can take the 3.5 right now and shoot the middle. I think that's sort of what he's leaning toward, and I understand that. My concern with taking the 3.5 for a big position is that these games are usually not that close.
Yeah.
So you've got a wide variety of outcomes. I brought this up during the break yesterday, and I said, well, why don't you just take the Duke money line? Like, that's... That way you're not really risking anything. You're getting a plus price. You can get plus 150 now if you were to shop around and get the best number. And conversely, the worst side is the plus 130. So Mikey's going to have to get every cent he can because a money line bet at plus 130 and a money line bet at plus 150, when you start talking about 10 units, is just an astronomical change. Well, maybe not astronomical, but let's see. So you make that. Let's say you're going to do a 10-unit hedge off your 100 units. You know, 10 times 1.3 is 13. 10 times 1.5 is 15. So you're talking about an extra, you know, chunk of change there. That's what I would do. I would bet a little bit of that, just a little, because you made a good bet. You're favored in the game. Duke has 5 losses. You did your job. You did your job. I would never over-hedge here. He said 20%. That feels a little high. But again, it's not my money. It's not my position.
Yeah, you have the favorite. You know, like, it's a great position, and it's more than a field goal. It makes you feel good. I think that's a really good point about how a lot of these games end up being blowouts. Now, a couple of them this weekend are going to be very competitive. It's going to be one-score games. That's the norm. But as far as the ACC, I won't mention last year, field goal game. But you're right. Like, you'd have to go back a handful of years before you see another game that ended up being that close. I would hate for him
to put 20% down and Duke get blown off the field.
That's a lot of money.
You're like, why did I do that? You know, 20 units on a team with 5 losses would not be me. But
yeah,
here's the truth.
If it is a $100 bet, you're talking about putting $2,000 on it, on Duke. You want
the
to
mathematical
do that?
Truth is Mikey bet the guys at 100-1 and now they're minus 170. Like, that alone speaks to how strong his position is. So if you bet a team at 100 and now they're minus 170, I would not be departing with 20% of my position. That's all. I think 10% is more than fair. And I would do money line at plus 150. 10% of my 100 units on the Duke money line, final answer for me.
And I would take the points. I would take the plus 3.5 because I just have a – man, I feel so bad. I just love that chance of you being able to scoop both. And it, now, in your outside of a field goal, I think there's a decent chance that it ends up happening where it's a three-point game. So I would scoop the 3. And, you know, Duke could win too. And then you're right on that. I just don't like writing off, taking a chunk of my potential winnings and 100% writing it off, even though, yeah, you want to get something there. I get it. You would hedge though, right? With this 100-1 ticket, like, we don't always hedge. We're not huge on hedging, but with 100-1, I feel like it's, you got to, and you have the favorite.
Yeah, if I bet 100 to win 10,000, I would definitely hedge something. I would try and leave there with, I try and leave with 1,000 no matter what on a $100 bet. And that's what I said, 10%.
Yeah, I don't mind the 20% idea. Since are you going to be upset if you win $8,000 instead of 10, but you have peace of mind? I think you'll be okay with it. And the +3.5, you have a chance to scoop both. So
it's a hell of a bet. One of us, hell of a bet, man. Yeah. Let's just say that. I mean, an incredible bet.
Who was saying that? It was all about Miami and Clemson, right? Before the year? Who was saying
everybody.
Virginia?
Nobody. I said, I remember specifically saying it's Miami, Clemson, and then everybody else. And people like me caused Virginia to be 100-1. I'm curious too. And Mikey, if you're listening or you're going to listen to the podcast, like, I'm curious why you bet this. You don't need to tell us, but I'm very curious why you decided to bet Virginia at 100-1. Is it Tony Elliott belief? Is it Chandler Morris? Did you watch him at other places? Like, I would have never made that bet, ever.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
He's very good at grabbing numbers.
Yeah, he was the one that had the Blues to make the playoffs at, what, 10-1?
Yep.
Last year?
He's always hunting for value. So when he's on something, like he tweets us, I'm like, oh, okay, we should probably take a look and investigate that one. So, yeah, for sure. All right, college hoops, number of ranked teams facing off. You've got Duke, an 8.5-point favorite against Florida. UConn laying 1.5-2 against Kansas. Kentucky and North Carolina, you got Kentucky 6.5-point favorite. Those are your ranked matchups, but there's some other good, like, Big Ten matchups I'm looking forward to. Purdue, that's a monster number at Rutgers. It's now 15.5. Sparty laying 5.5 against Iowa. Some great college hoops action tonight.
I like Kansas, and as I say that, it looks like Darren Peterson has been upgraded, and Kansas is getting bet. Now, they're calling him questionable, but he was doubtful. That's Kansas's phenom, who's going to be a top five pick in the draft. And UConn is now a 1.5-point favorite at multiple books. You can get twos in Vegas. Most of our audience is not in Vegas, so let's just call it 1.5. I like Kansas tonight. That's a 9 o'clock tip on the East Coast. Give me Kansas +1.5, especially if Peterson's going to play, which it sounds like he's trending in that direction. That's a Kansas bet for me, man. And the other game that I thought about was Iowa. I've loved Izzo in these dog roles for years. I bet them. We had a game. I forget who they played. It was in the Champions Classic. Was it Kentucky, I think, earlier this year? You and I were on the air for that game. And I gave Michigan State +5 and they won by 20. I like Sparty in the dog roll, but that number of death, man, now they're a 5.5-point favorite and everybody's betting them too. Like if we did a prop shop tonight on college basketball if we did a room in college basketball, Michigan State -5.5 would be in the room. I lean to Iowa in the game.
They've got Sparty. They have Duke on Saturday, too. So they got some big games coming up. Yeah,
I was really good, man. I was really good.
Okay. They also, I know a lot of people are going to look at it and say that they haven't played anybody. I mean, that's true based on what we've seen so far, but they're going to have a real test today. They're going to find out. No, I mean, they're going to start to play some tougher teams. They got Iowa State coming up next week as well. So 5, 5.5. Do you think the number will touch 6 then if they're going to be in the room?
Yeah, possibly. The thing is, okay, Iowa's either going to like win the game outright or lose by 15. That's what Iowa's going to do. And I hate to play both sides, and I'm not. Like, I like Iowa. I would definitely take Iowa tonight. I like Kansas more, but Iowa's got really high efficiency shooters, and they can shoot inside, outside. You know, they're 8th in the country right now in 2-pointers made. So, you know, they get to the basket, they make their layups, and then that spaces out the floor. You know, they're shooting 39% from 3. So that's an inside-outside combo on offense. And defensively, they've been better than they've been in years. Like, Fran teams didn't play defense. I'm looking at KenPom right now. Not that I'm looking at KenPom to handicap the game. But, you know, these Fran defenses the last 3 years, 168th in the country, 157th in the country, 167th in the country, and this year they're 27th with nice wins over Xavier and Ole Miss. Like, it's a much better defense, and that's what Ben McCollum brings. Fran played like a maniac. We're going to just run. We're going to run and gun. We're not going to get back. Well, this team gets back, but you still got the shooters that you need. So this Iowa team, I'm telling you, man, they're a lot better than people think.
I want to ask you about Rutgers. They got a tough week. They've got Michigan this weekend. They've got Purdue tonight. They're getting 15.5 at home. 15.5. It's been a rough start. They lost to Central Connecticut, man. So, like, the numbers are way down on Rutgers. But this number has come down. Like, it was higher. It was 16.5, 17. And now we're at 15.5. So a little bit of support here on Rutgers. Is this too many points to lay 15.5 with Perdue?
Well, as the board lights up right now to 14.5, I'm guessing the 15.5 is too much. Yeah.
Damn.
I like the over in the game. I like the over 144.5.
They've been hitting that one all day. 16.5 down to 15.5, now 14.5. So, yeah, I guess they're answering my question. That Rutgers is a look there, but would you do it at 14.5? That's the question. Joe O, Sammy P, Lightning Bets next. You've got Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.